Born a refugee in Tanzania to a family that fled Tutsi persecution in 1959, Emma Faraha Rubagumaya remembers that her grandfather scolding her father for allowing her to start high school instead of getting married. Her grandfather, she says, feared that she was not going to be a good woman if she continued her studies instead of marrying and having children. The big fight between the two men before she entered college was another episode that I cannot forget in my life. Today, Rubagumaya, 52, is a first-term parliamentarian. Elected in 2018, she leads Parliament's Committee on Political Affairs and Gender. Her grandfather, who died in 1997, did not live to see her elected to Parliament, but he did meet her husband and three daughters. She remembers that during the battles over her education, her mother did not intercede on her behalf because, the way society was set then, she wouldn't go in front of her father-in-law to argue for me. Her mother and grandmothers were just women in villages cultivating lands, taking care of their children. They never went to school. But today, she says, do you think I would not argue for my children to be educated? Do you think my children would not argue for themselves to be educated? Even many women villagers would tell you that they see educating their children as their first priority.